Hello and welcome to the Global Village. I'm Chris Heim. This time in the Global Village, a special edition of the show as we mark Independence Day of Zimbabwe. It was on this date in 1980, after 90 years as a colony, that the country formerly known as Rhodesia became completely independent. We will highlight a wide array of styles and artists from Zimbabwe in this edition of the show, starting with an artist whose music was an integral part of the struggle for independence, music from Thomas Mapfumo and the Blacks Unlimited, as we begin this Zimbabwe Independence Day special here in the Global Village.
Yo, 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 yo Thank you. zangu.
Celebrating the Independence Day of Zimbabwe, a national holiday in that country. As we mentioned, in 1980, the colony formerly known as Rhodesia became completely independent, spent 90 years in one form or another as a colony. And that round of music all related to Thomas Mapfumo, and it would be probably hard to overstate the influence Thomas Mapfumo had on music in Zimbabwe and how closely that was aligned with the struggles for independence. At the time that independence was developing, the music in the country was largely in English and actually largely also Western pop or music from South Africa, and the music of Zimbabwe was not given much attention or respect. The Shona language was not a language that records were made in. Thomas Mafumo not only recorded in Shona, but also wrote songs about the struggle, and also did something very interesting musically. One of the traditional instruments, which we'll hear in just a little bit, the imbira or thumb piano, he managed to use electric guitars to help to create a sound like the imbira, so that was very much rooted in his music as well. He moved to the United States eventually because of what he deemed as a corrupt government in Zimbabwe, and has continued his music of resistance in the U.S. We heard some music from a later album called Chimurenga Explosion. Disaster, the song, one that has some reference to how he views the situation in Zimbabwe. Thomas Mafumo, one of the giants of music of Zimbabwe, the lion of Zimbabwe. He got his start in a group called the Hallelujah Chicken Run Band. We heard some music from them right after Disaster, and we wrapped up that set with some music from a group very much inspired by Thomas Mafumo and the Chimurenga style, Robson Banda and the New Black Eagles. Then here in the Global Village, I'm Chris Heim here with you. As we mentioned, the imbira, a much revered traditional instrument, and a number of musicians have done some remarkable work with it. After a quick break, we'll hear some music from one of them, Efat Mushuru. That is next here in the Global Village.